Hello and welcome to Scholars Speak, a podcast from the Mitchell Institute, in which we catch up with Mitchell scholars far and wide to hear their stories. Thank you for joining me, your host, Michelle Martin, the 1999 Mitchell Scholar from Scarborough High School, for today's episode of Scholars Speak. And now let's get to it. We are thrilled today to be joined by Leo Wing. Leo was the 2015 Mitchell Scholar from Cape Elizabeth High School, and we're so glad that you're here to share your story with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we usually like to start at the beginning. Just tell us a little bit about where you grew up. We know about Cape Elizabeth High School, but any other places you may have been before that and what your high school experience was like.
So prior to moving to Maine, my family and I lived in upstate New York near Woodstock in the Catskills, so maybe an hour and a half like north of the city. So yeah, until I was five, lived there, but after that ended up moving to Maine my family settled on Cape Elizabeth. I think some of the motivating factors were the really strong public schools and public education, as well as the natural beauty, access to the beach, sort of things along those lines. So ended up growing up actually like a quick walk from a beach, which was fantastic as a kid. So went through elementary, middle, and high school in the Cape Elizabeth school system. So definitely enjoyed school. I felt like it was a pretty good environment in terms of both fellow students, really like getting to know like some friends who I still keep in touch with to this day, and try to see when we're both around in Portland area. But also like from an academic perspective, I feel like it was just really strong like quality of instruction, and also just a lot of really enthusiastic teachers who sort of promoted my enthusiasm for a bunch of different academic subjects, I guess. So overall, I thought it was good. I think coming out of school, I was kind of thinking about, you know, what I wanted to do from a college perspective, and it ended up like somehow like figuring out that I wanted to study economics in college. And so like when I was kind of looking at trying to like figure out where to go to school after Cape Elizabeth High School, that was one of the key things that I was looking for. I think like additional things were sort of proximity to a big city, and in addition to that, sort of vibrant, like creative community as well. And I think that connects also to the Cape Elizabeth experience in that there was a really strong music program. And so I was in jazz band, and that was sort of one of the primary like extracurricular like things that I was up to in high school at Cape Elizabeth. So it was really important to me to kind of, even though I knew I didn't want to formally study music, to have a sort of robust musical, like drama, sort of creative, like community wherever I ended up going to school. So I ended up going to Northwestern in Evanston, so a suburb of Chicago, that really like kind of hit on all of those criteria like reasonably well. And so, yeah, graduated from there in 2019. Did end up studying economics, but also added on English literature, which was good as well. So, but yeah, that was sort of the path for me going from growing up in Maine to through college.
A beautiful town that is home to America's most photographed lighthouse. And I'm always sure to make sure it keeps that designation with many, many photos, even as a local. So
yeah.
Great place to live. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, a friend from college is visiting Maine, I think for the first time, and was asking for recommendations. Though one of my recommendations was to go to Two Lights and the Lobster Shack also. So.
Yes, have to make those stops. So we will get to what you did beyond college, but I did wonder if you recall when you learned about the Mitchell Institute scholarship. Is there anything that comes to mind around that?
Yeah, so I think like I was sort of like in a phase sort of when I was applying to school and thinking about how to finance it. That was sort of like the initial phase of research where I came across the Mitchell scholarship. So definitely applied. I remember thinking like at the time that it was like reasonably unlikely that I would get it, probably. And, you know, so once I ended up receiving it, it was like, felt like a couple of things. I think the first thing is just pretty relieved because, like, Northwestern, even though it was the place that I liked the best among like the places I visited and everything, it was the among the smaller like financial aid packages that I got. And so it was like, especially sort of with that decision making process, it just like was a massive help to just sort of yeah, have the extra support from the Mitchell Institute sort of on that on the financial aspect. But I think like the other thing that I kind of felt at first sort of around receiving the scholarship, it was like enthusiasm and pride for the organization and sort of the association with Senator Mitchell, and also sort of facilitating me like feeling connected to Maine in a specific like community of other people sort of mixed between like going to school in state and out of state and sort of like with a wide geographic range within the state and just sort of being up to like very different things, but all sort of with the common underlying like factor of pursuing college education. So I think like those are kind of some things that I felt and that I really remember about receiving the scholarship. Was not only the financial piece, but also the sort of connection to this broader community of people in Maine, with some commonalities, but also a lot of diversities like within the group.
It is a great group, and I think now around 3,500 strong, maybe even more than that. I'm not sure after this last class of Mitchell Scholars has been named. So I agree. Just so nice to have that connection with this community. So you went to Northwestern, and then tell us a little bit more about after you studied there, what was the next step, and was it connected to what you studied there?
Yeah, I would say somewhat connected. So I guess one of the things that I did in college that was sort of most influential on ultimately like where I've kind of like ended up in terms of career goals and everything was a live entertainment club called A&O Production, which would basically arrange for musicians, comedians, filmmakers, and like other performers and artists to come to the school for concerts or film screenings and like director talks and things like that. So I was like very involved with that in college. That was probably the like extracurricular activity that I was most involved with. And so like that sort of instilled an enthusiasm for me in terms of like having some kind of professionally related like ambition in media and entertainment, which I had like I'm a musician and had like and like a big music fan and everything. So I had kind of been definitely involved on like purely the creative side, but I think involvement in this club was sort of helpful in establishing that I had like a sort of somewhat business related like professional sort of interest in the space also. But like right after school, what I did ended up doing was strategy consulting at LEK, which is like a strategy firm focused on like growth strategy and mergers and acquisitions in Chicago. So the reason I did that was because it was like not a career path that I knew anything about prior to going to school. But Northwestern sends like a ton of people into various like management consulting related things. So sort of identified it through just that process and having a lot of peers who are going through that recruitment process. And then ended up thinking that spending a few years in consulting would be a good way to kind of get broad business experience, kind of learn the basic tools of analysis and strategy and things like that, and would enable me to sort of figure out what I wanted to do longer term. So ended up doing 2 years at LEK and sort of, I think largely like picked up what I had wanted to like pick up from it, and then did a short-term position in venture capital actually, also like investing in early stage startups in real estate and construction related technology. So I think after like both of those things, I thought it was helpful to kind of establish the like finance and strategy and other sort of baseline business related skills and experiences. But I sort of like figured out eventually that like I really, as far as like what to use those skills for, the thing that was most interesting me was in fact media and entertainment. And so I think that like that experience in college had been very influential and formative like from that perspective. So for like the next job, I was very interested in sort of figuring out something to do in the media and entertainment space. So that's how I ended up at the MBA. where I work on basically strategy and finance for the digital media and direct-to-consumer business. So I think like what is involved with that is mostly at this point League Pass, which is the NBA's subscription-based like streaming platform where people can watch live games for teams that aren't in their local market. So if I'm in Boston, I can't see Celtics games, but I can see most other games. So that's basically what the core product is right now. But I think that one of the reasons why I was hired and some of the stuff that I'm spending a lot of time working on is broadening that view of what it means for the NBA to be interacting with consumers directly. So it includes like a relaunched app with like a totally different sort of layout and content strategy. Also involves the NBA ID membership program, which basically is like an account that enables people to link together their different like NBA related products in an effort to sort of provide more personalization. So I work on like finance and strategy and kind of figuring out whether like different ideas that different people across the business have are ultimately worth doing like from a financial and strategic perspective.
Did you come into the job as a basketball fan, or have you become one? If not,
Yeah, I would say like was not a huge pre-existing sports fan, but basketball was my favorite sport. And then have definitely become more of a fan since taking the job. And it's very fun. I enjoy both watching on TV and also like the live game experience is also very fun.
And where are you based out of doing the job?
I live in Brooklyn and work in Manhattan, so I'll go in like a few times a week.
It's really interesting to hear how you've been able to merge your interest in strategy and analytics and all of that, college and academic experience, but also with your interest outside of that. And those sounded like interests that started quite a while back. So it's really interesting to see how you can apply that skill set that you're learning in college to something that is just as exciting as the MBA.
Yeah, no, it's good. And I think like one of the things that I actually really enjoy about the job. So I really like the team. It's very sort of like I would say like rigorous but relaxed like work culture, which I really appreciate and kind of resonates for me. I think also one helpful thing is that it's like because I'm a casual fan but not a diehard fan of basketball, it's like sort of in the general professional space that I want to be in, but isn't like the primary thing that I'm personally interested in my free time, like becoming work, which I think can be a little bit challenging, like sometimes to kind of then be like constantly thinking about like the thing that used to be your like leisure activity, like free time, like kind of thing, and having that become what you do for work also. So I think from that perspective, it's like a really good sort of like, I'm a fan. Not a diehard fan, the thing that I enjoy and have enjoyed learning more about and getting more into like through work, but also is kind of, I think, complementary to other aspects of like media that I had more of like an existing like affinity towards.
Sounds like there's a piece of advice in that, which leads me to my next question for you, which is I'm assuming with all of, what you've done, you've picked up some thoughts around advice you might offer to current Mitchell scholars or alumni or really anybody that's listening.
To your point, like that would probably be one thing is to just be kind of aware of, I think, as you're figuring out like potential career paths and things to do like professionally, kind of like that sweet spot of like interest, but not letting career kind of cannibalize or be like exactly what you spend your free time doing. So I think at least for me personally, I think that it's like my current job is kind of a nice balance there. I think a couple other things like come to mind too. So I was thinking about this and really I think especially like coming out of school and in school too, I'd say generally I think part of this is influenced by the academic structure at Northwestern, where it was like exceedingly academically flexible, and so you could change majors very easily. And like you could change from English to engineering, no problem, and would have to then sort of complete a bunch of requirements for your new academic program, but like besides the conservatory style music program, there was like nothing really sort of hard audition based or like gated like from a formal perspective as far as like changing like academic paths. So I'd say like generally, I think people like have more flexibility from an academic and career perspective than they might think, but also that I think as a result of that, it can be very helpful to be maybe more like more decisive or like all in on one thing than you like otherwise like be. So I think that it's like being sort of like more flexible about what specifically it is, but more intense about like once you've like identified something that might be of interest, to be like more intense and kind of all in on that particular thing. I think that balancing those two things is something that is like advice that I would have given myself, I guess, earlier on, because I think also it helps you like more quickly determine whether it's something that's actually of interest to you or not. So I think that would be one thing. And I think like second thing, just sort of like going along with that is to be like intentional, but also not too stressed out. It's kind of like reflecting on like the periods of like the most stress that I've felt ever. And it was like probably the peak was like internship recruiting, like junior year of college. And so if I like in retrospect, it felt warranted at the time, but I feel like there's actually sort of more flexibility and less of a kind of like hard, intense, structured like process for things than kind of like college environment can sometimes imply. So I feel like there is post graduation, especially like there is a lot of room adapting like different aspects of your life, I guess, like from career to like how you want to be spending your time or like sort of things like that. So I would say like at any like one juncture, attempting to not be too stressed out about it is probably like another piece of advice that I would give.
That's great advice. And I would say, just to add to get that guidance, this community, of course, is here for anybody coming out of that experience thinking like, I'm not sure where to go. There's a lot of people here willing to help people through those decision-making points and where the career path might lead.
Yeah, I think the diversity of things that Mitchell scholars are kind of up to like professionally is really helpful and actually sort of like in my own process of like trying to figure out like exactly what I want to be doing. I have used the network and things like that. So it's been sort of very helpful.
Over 20 years later, and I'm still using that network to figure those things out. So you don't
Yeah.
have to have it figured out. I can vouch for that for sure. So we usually like to end with a lightning round. I will say one word to you, and you just let me know what is the first thing that comes to mind when I say that word. First word is learning.
Lifelong.
Community.
Authentic.
Mentorship.
Trusting.
Great answers. I think those are all unique answers that we have heard. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, of course.
Well, we're so appreciative of your time. It was so interesting to hear about your journey. I know we were all looking forward to getting in a little bit deeper and finding out how did you land this very cool job that you're currently in. And I know it's a lot of work to get there. So appreciate you sharing that with us. And thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thank you so much. And yeah, really enjoyed our chat.
Thanks again for joining us for today's episode of Scholars Speak. To learn more about the Mitchell Institute, you can visit www.mitchellinstitute.org or follow along on social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn.